Schnitte machen.
Okay, Moshe.
Does one fit for me on the other one?
I told you, yes. Yes, no.
What do you mean on the state of that? How do you
Okay. So, let's first speak about medication, because that's something which is pikuach nefesh. So, again, if someone has a shayla of pikuach nefesh, so kol ha'toyre kula is nidcha mibnei pikuach nefesh. I'd like to quote over, I think it's mipir shmur, it may also be in a tshuva from Rav Ozner Zecher Tzadik Livracha, where he was talking about, we've got, you know, as we know, in England we also have that, thanks to a lot of people, a certain Yidden who put in a lot of effort in creating lists of kosher medications. So he was Ma'ira, and this was at the request of doctors, that sometimes, so let me give you an example. You've got a situation where in England, under the NHS, you've got certain medications where they don't give you the English medication, because English medications may be much cheaper. So they find maybe Slovakia or all these countries where they're much cheaper, Hungary, and it could have the exact same recipe. But nevertheless, there are slight differences. So if a person's got a heart condition, Rahman al-Islam, or whatever condition, health condition he's got, he may be tempted to say, look, it's exactly the same tablet. We can't find out whether it's kosher le Pesach or not. Here we have a list of English medications, and let us go with this list. And the truth is that that is also a bit of a sakana. It's also a bit dangerous to do such a thing, because at the end of the day, there are slight differences between the medications, and the person, even though he's, even though it's to save money for the NHS, the person's body gets used to a certain medication. And by changing that medication to even a higher quality could be dangerous. So it's even a suffix sakana, and there were stories, and therefore, with definitely most cases, the shailas of medication will be where the actual active ingredient is not chometz at all, and it's just the buffer, which is the makeup of the tablet, right? So the buffer of the tablet, that's where the shaila of chometz is. Most of these medications in tablet form, if you were to chew them, they are horrible. And therefore, it wouldn't even be a shaila, right? The question is, and the famous shaila is, that in a case where you want something in this medication, and it's quite geschmack, even though perhaps if you looked at it generally, it wouldn't be called a food, but if you want something, then maybe your mindset, or maybe the world's mindset, may give it a shame, a name of a food. That's called achshere, right? So the best example we can give for that is that if you've got a type of a yeast, which is horrible, absolutely disgusting, you can't eat it. And according to some achronim, gedolei achronim, where it's even not fit for a dog to eat it. But you can then break it up into small little pieces and create a nice dough which makes it. So that's called what the Gemara calls roi lechamea boy isois achiris. So the question is, would that be called an oichel even when it's still horribly? So that's the shaila. That's the shaila. So there are certain circumstances where, so whenever there's a sakona, or a shaila of a sakona, or a sofek sakona, or a svek sveka of a sakona, Chometz b'Pesach is not one of the surim that one has to be moiser nefesh al kiddush Hashem, and therefore one is allowed to have the medication if one can, if it's got a sweetness to it, and this medication is pikuach nefesh, so one should try. Poskim speak about surrounding it with a paper. One has to know nowadays our beis habliyos are much narrower. I don't know, you know, Amal, they knew how to swallow things, maybe by putting it in some bitter coffee or something, or a very salty kind of water that may help things, so that'll take care of that. If it's a chayla she'em boi sakana, so then there's a very beautiful shayla in the poskim. Coming back to this shayla of achshavi. So, the buffer, so again, as we mentioned, in most cases, the active ingredient is not chometz at all. It's just the buffer which creates the nice shaped tablet, maybe long, in order to make it easy to swallow. So there, the achronim speak about, is that going to be an issa? Because you need it for certain cases. So if it's sweet, so you've got this medinol, yeah? Child needs medinol. He has to bring his temperature down. But it's sweet. It's geschmack. It's sweet. And you're enjoying the sweetness. So there, one has to certainly think 100 times. And if it's a chayla she'em bo sakana, one has to avoid that on Pesach. If it's semi-sweet, or a good example, a lot of medications have lactose in. Right? Lactose, leave aside the shayla of Cholav Akum, which we're not going to go into, but it does, it's got a little bit of a sweetness. Is it sweet? Is it not sweet? Slight bitterness? Not. There's an interesting tshuva in Nechus Shloimeh. Shloimeh Zalman says, who are we to say that this is called the bitterness that Chazal held as bitter? And therefore, one would have to be machmir. In a case where it's swallowed, and it's just there as a buffer, there you've got very interesting shaila. Do you say that since it makes swallowing easier, that's called achshave? That means like this. We have a klal that if you eat something which is edible, and you swallow it without tasting, you're still going to be over. Or it's still called an achila. The classic example will be bola matzah. You swallowed, or you didn't enjoy the taste of matzah, but it's going to be called Hashem achila, even though you swallowed it. So Chazon Ish said that, well, at the end of the day, you are interested in the medicine, Shaboy. So how can that be achshavi? You can't call it achshavi, because you're interested in the medicine part of it. You're not interested in the buffer part of it. I think it's Moshe Feinstein says a slightly different nakuda, da'atoi arafua, right? That you're interested in the refuah shaboy and not in the buffer shaboy. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, wait a second, if the fact that it makes it easier to swallow and there's an issa of swallowing, so how does that help you? So it makes it much easier, it's made rounder and nicer. So, and swallowing is going to be an issa. So that, says Rav Shlomo Zalman in Menachos Shloimeh, there's another heter. When do we say that the issa of swallowing something which one could eat, if the derech is to eat it, and then you swallow it, so then we say, even though you swallowed it, you'll still be over issa. Here, by these tablets, with that buffer, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's made for swallowing. It's not made for eating at all. So memela, it's going to help you, even though it's made in such a way that it helps the swallowing process. So memela, one has to be very careful when there's something which is sweet, when something which can be chewed, so then one should buy a chayla she'em bo sakana. And if it's something which is just there as a buffer and there's no taste to it and it's there to be swallowed, so then you've got a very, very shtaka mokoim to be makel on that. Now, so that's as far as to put it very, very bekitzer, on medication. It's welt sugyas, this shaila which we spoke about, something which is not fit for human consumption, something which is not royal achilas odom, royal achilas kelev, royal achilas odom, achshevei, others say the whole issa of achshevei, which makes sort of isurim on Pesach, that itself is a drabonon diga issa, and mamele in a case where you've got a sofek drabonon, will be sofek drabonon lekula, but al kaponim, that's really, to put it in a nutshell, as far as medication is concerned. So definitely all these things, like as we mentioned, these liquid medicines, and then one has to make sure that one has a kosher Pesach one. Otherwise, one has to think of different eitzes. One has to think of different eitzes. Yeah. So that's as far as medication is concerned. Now, on kidneys. Well, taruvas chometz you also have to sell. You still have to sell taruvas chometz. But if it tastes horrible, so then you don't have to sell it because it's not royal achilas kalev. There is a beautiful svara which the Mishnah Berurah brings. It's already from earlier. I think the Chaya Odom already brings that the svara behind of something which was royal achilas kalev erev Pesach and then on Pesach became ois royal achilas kalev. Since it was royal achilas kelev before Pesach, there was a chiyuv of biur chometz on it. That chiyuv biur chometz remains until either it's nisraf or nikba. So it's not going to help you that it becomes not roy on Pesach. Okay. Now oils. Jump from there to oils because you want to cover both. So just to recap a little, the most commonly asked shaila, I must tell you, in Manchester, because in other places, is cottonseed oil. That's the most commonly asked shaila. Someone was asking me, he says he's got a family who are allergic to nuts nowadays, and allergic to nuts and allergic to those. And at the same time, they've got a shtaka tradition, which is based on the Rishonim, Trumas Hadeshen, not to use any kidneys oils. So let's go very quickly through the, it already starts earlier, well, Trumas Hadeshen definitely speaks about it. There was a minhag, which is predominantly Ashkenaz, where apart from having the issa of kidneys, it's quite clear that that would apply from the Trumas Hadeshen to oils. It means there are those that hold, no, a kidneys is kidneys. Oh, but how far are you going to take the gzera? You know, take it even further, that when you make an oil from it, that there's a Choshev Rav in France, who he taka says the whole gzeira was that you'll mix it up with Roim. Let's say it did get mixed up with Chitim or grains or other grains. If you know for sure there's no water in the process, so he writes on his Kosher certificate that he's checked on these oils. And you may even be talking about certainly sunflower and rapeseed oil, which is the most commonly used oils, and they're the cheapest. So he says there's no water throughout the process, which is quite a big chiddush, because an average oil goes through a very, very lot of washing to bring it to the matzav. Aber lemaisa, there is, as I said, you're showing him a whole shaila, that you've got your candelabra, where they had using the oil to light flames over your Pesach table, and it's moving, you don't want it to spill. So shaila, if it did spill into your food, was it an issa? Akoponim, you see that they held that the issa of kidneys carried on even to oils, even though I must say, I think in London, a lot of people are makel on sunflower and rapeseed. That means, first of all, they're not worried about the fact that an oil comes from a bean. And second of all, they're not sure if the gzeira of kidneys actually applied to sunflower and to these things. That means, a lot of the Xera was on kitnias, where it has a sleeve to it, a sharvit, a sleeve to it, and it's actually a type of a kitnias. Over here, with rapeseed, the taka has a sharvit, but it's little seeds. Has little seeds, and you can take from the seeds. Again, I can't say arichas about it. There's rayas in Hilchos Roim and Hilchos Dosa, whether it's got a shem kitnias or not. But at least we're understanding why a lot were mekel, and sunflower as well. You've got it's an inside the sunflower. Is that called a sharvit? Is it not a sharvit? Sesame, they talk about sesame oil. Sesame was also inside the sleeve, inside the sharvit, and that's where a lot of it comes from. Cottonseed oil is much better in a way, because cottonseed oil, there you've taka got these little seeds, and according to could be some of the Mishnayos and the Rambam. In Hilchos Roim, you might have that problem, but it hasn't got a sharvit, and it also doesn't look like a bean at all. So therefore, many were makel on cottonseed oil. It's just England got a muzzle that had both Rav Padva and Dan Weiss, Aleihem Shalom, who the nice is super. He's got long tshuva about it. He's not so happy, but he doesn't usher it. I think that the minhag here in Manchester was that when cottonseed oil was bottled beroiv before Pesach, then they were mekel. Having said that, in America, kemat rubam kukulam were mekel, and if you look at mikroi kodesh. My Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef Cohen Zatzal, he brings there on this parish in the bottom that there was in Yerushalayim, going back probably 100 years ago, they made a gzeira against peanut oil. I remember, as a gazette, we used to use Rav Dunna Zatzal from the Adas. He specially got kosher lePesach, not oil, and the Kedasi Esher. Everyone used to use not oil because peanuts. What's peanuts got to do with kidneys? But it looks very much a bit like kidneys because it's got the shar of it. And in Yerushalayim, they sat down a whole gzeira. I think it dates back to Rav Shmuel Salant's time, and they made a proper gzeira not to use. Nut oil, not to use peanut oil. And they said, well, what are we going to use? So they said, let's use cottonseed oil. And they said, make sure that the process is chometz free. And we use cottonseed oil. And he brings there that Reb Chaim Brisker was mekel on cottonseed oil. So, the mela, now listen, it's not, mitzad echad, you've got people that have bimachmim, mitzad sheni, things change now with all these nut allergies. So I've told a lot of people, this is nisht avek tzemachon, you see gedoyle oilem, they prefer that over peanut oil, which is a huge chiddush. As it is, that's what they did. But certainly, it would seem that even here in Manchester, the minhag was that anything which would be bottled beroiv, so not andra, which are makel even on rapeseed oil, because of all the shilas that we mentioned, and if it would be bottled beroiv, then they would be happy as long as it was done before Pesach. If it comes to mayonnaise, then you've got more of a problem. Because mayonnaise, the whole thing is oil. Ganze Sache is oil. But you will have plenty of food, cake, where. So certainly when it comes to cottonseed oil, there were other minhagim as well, where people didn't have coffee beans. Because that looked like a bean. Yeah. Nowadays, a lot of people are making coffee beans. And there were even shilas on shemen zayis, there were shilas on garlic. So Yodua, I think Mechaya Odom, the Chaya Odom, so that was a Chaya Odom, the Chaya Odom in Klal Kufchov Zayin, he writes, Yesh Neugin Shloi Lechel Tznoin, Veshumim, And he was quite sharp about it, and he says, "Ein lazeh shum tam v'reich." Right? He held it was davar poshut. But one thing is very interesting. If you look in the old poskim, that they were worried. There was even shyness on using matzah meal because it looked a pri chodosh. Grace of Prichodosh was already speaking about it, and he says there's no, even though it looks like you've made up as a cake or a knedel from it, or tapuche adomo, so the altar svarim, I think the shoot divrei malkiel, I think it was divrei malkiel, I think it was machmir not to use potato flour. But the maisa, it seems most were makel. It is different, it doesn't rise, it looks different. But said, oh, you know, it's ain't no dover soft, and if someone's got that minig, then avada, you know, tove aleim brocha. But, sure, akuponim, that's the...
Yeah, Mari.